At the end of 2024, over 30% of the population in Sudan was displaced, either inside the country or into neighboring country. It's important to state that this is the largest displacement crisis in the world. More than half of the Sudanese people are facing acute level of food insecurity. And in the country, 80% of the health facilities are out of services in the areas most affected by the countries, which unfortunately is most of the areas. What we're witnessing on a daily basis is really a country that is struggling with multiple health crises. People continue to die due to violence-related injuries day in and day out. Conflict-related sexual and gender-based violence is pervasive, but medical care to respond thereto barely exists. Pregnant women and children continue to die in shocking numbers of preventable conditions.
Very briefly, what's your message to the two warring commanders and the world leaders about the situation in Sudan?
Doctors Without Borders call all the warring parties to immediately cease all attacks on civilians and health facilities and respect their obligations under international law. They also need to immediately grant unconditional access and unhindered humanitarian access to allow us to deliver critical humanitarian aid through all possible routes, and that means across borders and across front lines, so that people can have access to supplies, particularly food supplies, which are absolutely vital for the population. They need to immediately and unconditionally lift all blockades and bureaucratic and administrative impediments pertaining to humanitarian access. And the international community really needs to step up, and there's a need for a massive scale-up of the humanitarian response to respond to the absolutely staggering and unfathomable needs that we currently witness in Sudan.